get pen and paper, write this all out.
Hell no!
Today we're going to talk about what it feels like dating in 2025, and I'll share some of the common pitfalls that I see, as well as some tips to help you set yourself up for success when it comes to dating.
Like, it should be illegal for women to give other women advice. You should be able to call the police. Okay, we're sending 5 units out there just to be safe. Okay, cool.
Good women rarely have a problem getting and keeping a man. Good women are rarely, rarely single. You can bet your bottom fucking dollar, if she's over 25 and been single for, you know, 2 and 3 years, it's because she's not a good woman for one reason or another. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. There's exceptions to the rule, but that's the fucking rule.
When I listen to you, it does sound like...
I'm just telling the truth.
Don't get me started on single for 2 years over 30. Single for 2 years or more over 40. don't get me started on that.
I have clients who are still in their late teens, all the way to clients in their 60s who are still looking to find a partner or trying to decide if they want to be partnered. For a lot of them, it feels like a full-time job. Dating shouldn't feel like that, but the reality is that we've created that sort of atmosphere when it comes to dating. Between algorithms, endless apps, and ghosting, situationships, it's a lot for anyone to handle. And for a lot of people, that's what brings them into therapy. So here are some of the things that I have seen that can contribute to the issues that I see arising for a lot of people. And we can even see it in pop culture with popular shows like Pop the Balloon, or if you watch Love is Blind, Love Island.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
A lot of these shows illuminate the constant things that I'm talking about in session with my clients when it comes to dating and really getting out of our own way. I'll warn you that some of you might completely disagree with what I'm saying, and that's okay. I think dating is extremely personal. It's very value-based, and there are going to be some things that just hit a nerve and feel like they don't align with your values. There has been a lot of discussion about whether or not dating is easier or harder now. I was around for the rise of dating through apps. At first, it was so exciting to think about the fact that there could be someone that you're walking past at the grocery store, or someone you go to school with that you wouldn't even know is single or looking to date, or you wouldn't realize you guys have so many things in common. But I think that with oversaturation in the market, we have gotten to a point where I do believe dating today is probably harder than it was, say 30, 40 years ago, because now we have so much access, and with access comes comparison. So the first thing is that I think dating feels really hard right now simply because of choice overload.
You know that guy I'm talking to?
Who, Ethan?
No, Tyler.
What about Chad?
I stopped talking to Chad because he introduced me to Michael.
I thought it was James.
No, James is the guy I met on Tinder but had really bad commitment issues.
I thought it was Brad.
No, Brad was the one that ghosted me, and that's when I started talking to Garrett.
First official BS statement detected. I mean, she probably got good intentions, but you gotta be specific. See, you can't generalize when you talk about dating and what's the problems with dating, because the problems for men and the problems for women are completely different. So you can't just speak in general. Like, oh, the problem with dating is choice overload. 90% of men don't have choice overload. So that's just a flat out lie.
Because I be feeling like everybody lying. You lying.
Women don't see having an inbox full as choice overload, because women are only interested in top 1 to 10% men. So they don't really see it like that. They may have a few guys they're interested in their inbox, but that's not choice overload. Just, you know, 3 or 4 tall, dark, handsome men with good jobs. So she's going to run through the 100 messages and message, you know, 5 of those 100 guys in her inbox. And all 5 of them are going to pump her and dump her. And she's going to stay on that cycle over and over again, year after year. Eventually, women get the picture like, wait, I really don't have choices. The guys I want don't want me. And all the other 90 guys in my inbox I don't want. So I really don't have options and choices for a relationship.
This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men. It really does not help me or my friends or any woman in general if you are really cool and you're really interested when you first start talking to them, and then give it 3, 4, 5 days, and all of a sudden you're not consistent anymore. You don't make plans. You don't really care. You kind of fade in and out. You're talking to 5 other Tatianas. Consistency is important. Now, if you want to be inconsistent and you want to ghost and you want to fall off the radar, that's fine.
Like, my life would be so much easier if I just liked nice guys, right? If I liked guys who were honest, guys who were kind, generous, thoughtful man who's going to bring me flowers or something, I don't know. You know, if I liked guys who just went out of their way and thought about me. If I just liked guys who gave me the bare minimum, that would be fucking awesome. But I am a little bit more below than that. right? I like liars. I do. I'm going to admit it. I like men who are assholes. Men who are going to treat me like shit. I do. I like men who are going to go out of their way to make me jealous. And then they come back and I'm like, babe, why'd you do that? I like to feel something. So when I have a guy come in and fuck up my life and make me feel something, I'm like, I love this. I love this. This is so shitty and great. You know what I mean?
She is not worth it. Long story short, women like this are not worth it.
She ain't nothing but a low-class, white trash. She probably didn't even finish high school.
Girl, you know that's the truth.
That's how women end up being losers on the dating market. Some would say men are losers because they don't have any options. Women are losers because they have a ton of options, but they ignore 90 of them, and the 10 that they want don't want them, so they still end up with nothing. Just like the incel guy who can't get a bitch to save his life.
Now we've got to talk about the algorithms, right? So I am going to be focusing a lot on dating apps because I do believe that a vast majority of people who are dating at this point are utilizing dating apps in some capacity. And I do not think that is a bad thing. I'm not here to speak down on dating apps. I don't think that dating apps in and of themselves are bad.
When a woman has good intentions on a dating app, she snatched up in 3 months. When a woman has realistic expectations and good intentions, dating apps are magical for women. When the average woman or above goes on dating apps like, look, I just want a decent dude. He don't got to be tall. He don't got to have a good job. He just got to look presentable, have a job, have a car, and I'm ready to take it serious. They get snatched up in 3 months. I know from people I know. I know.
How could you be so sure?
The next reason why dating feels really hard right now is the rise of really quick dating. We have this fast pace that we expect with everything these days. There's a certain instant gratification that we expect. It's like fast food. We go through a drive-thru now. We don't have to wait to cook meals or get the right groceries or learn recipes. Why do that? If I'm hungry, I'm just gonna go through a drive-thru. And it's kind of like that when it comes to dating. We expect immediate chemistry. And this is something that I'm constantly working with my clients on. They're looking for that initial spark right away. They're like, if I don't have that spark, then I know it's not gonna be there. Even with the first kiss, if they don't have that feeling of wanting to pop their foot on a first kiss.
They play too much. Like, I think some of these women, I think their brain stops developing after like 16. Like, brain-wise. Face, body-wise, keeps on pushing. Brain-wise, 16, they done some of them. Act like straight kids. They still got a teenage mentality. Dealing with this.
No.
She's still talking in this general way as if she's not specifically talking about women. Because we know men don't care about popping a foot during a kiss. Call the girlies out, sis. Go ahead and call them out. I mean, she's right. These women are looking for a fairy tale or a Netflix special. That's their dating standards. And that's why they keep losing. And they deserve to keep losing.
Oh, that was uncalled for.